I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
1 point gained or 2 points dropped? I think it's pretty obvious what the answer is after that tonight. Newcastle United picking up a point in a 1-1 draw against relegation-haunted Everton. This is Lee Ryder from Chronicle Live. We're going to have a look back at the game and what it means for Newcastle now moving forward with 8 games to go in the Premier League. But as always, let's just sort of sit back and review the sort of main incidents of the night. And Newcastle got off to a good enough start for me. I think they start with a lot of energy, a lot of changes to the team. Lewis Hall, Elliot Anderson coming in, Emil Kraft at right back, Harvey Barnes getting a start. And I think they offered quite a lot of energy moving forward, created a lot of openings. And I think really, you couldn't really complain about where Newcastle were, after 15 minutes, 1-0 up, great goal. Jordan Pickford booted the ball up the pitch. Newcastle won it in the air in defence, then in midfield. Then Harvey Barnes just plays it over the top, and great finish from Alexander Isak. Little wonder that he's got 19 goals now this season. Little wonder he's been linked with top clubs like Arsenal and Newcastle, already issuing a sort of hands off on the striker, and you can see why with a finish like that. Basically, the Everton defence paralysed in fear almost as he sort of drifted through and just slotted it past Pickford. And you thought at that stage that it had set the tone for what was going to be another good night at St James's Park, but unfortunately, the game end up slipping away from Newcastle, really. They went in with the lead at the break, and then second half it was just a case of Newcastle somehow trying to find that insurance goal. But sadly, it didn't come. And, Everton hitting their own post through Tarkowski. There was efforts cleared off the line. There was all sorts going on. Dan Burn getting a goal disallowed, that would have made it safe. But it was offside. There's no complaints on that one. And then, any game that is 1-0 going into the closing stages, you leave the door ajar for the opposition to get back into it. And Everton were actually coming back into it by that stage. If you look at the match incidents, if you go through them, Garner hitting the post, that was a bit of a let-off for Newcastle. And then, you're drifting into sort of the 88th, 39th minute, and Paul Dummett coming on as substitute. He's grappling away with Ashley Young. They were both at it. It was probably an old-fashioned sort of 50-50, but I think it's just that arm, isn't it, that, is spotted on camera. He's almost sort of pulling him back, and you probably can't argue that's a penalty. I think even Paul himself, looking at it, will have no complaints. And Eddie Howe himself saying after the game that had that, gone against his team, he would have wanted a penalty himself for it. So there's no arguments really. Newcastle made it difficult for themselves. They couldn't find the second goal. They conceded a penalty, and Dominic Calvert-Lewin steps up, smashed it in. Dubravka got something on it, but not enough. And it's 1-1. And then at that stage, 9 minutes of added time, Could Newcastle find a dramatic late winner like they did against West Ham? Unfortunately, they couldn't. There were a few openings, weren't there? A few free kicks, but there was nothing quality, nothing dropped for Newcastle in that stoppage time period. And there was probably a couple of breakaways where Everton themselves could have got in there. But look, 1-1, I'm not going to sit here and say it was a fair result, because for two-thirds of the game, I thought Newcastle were very good. And I thought, you know, the likes of Elliot Anderson, the likes of Lewis Hall, the likes of Harvey Barnes, all had a lot of impetus about them. Alexander Isak getting his goal. But it was that last third, and maybe it was just that energy sapping period where Newcastle had failed to get the second goal, and Everton, their best opportunity to win it or take something from it was going to be in that period where Newcastle were looking a bit tired. Remember, Everton are absolutely fighting for their lives in every sense of the word. They've got all kinds going against them at the minute. And Newcastle fans who experience relegation battles will know that every point is valuable when you're right down there, and Everton are right down there. So they've got that threat of FFP and penalties and deductions hanging over them. The feeling that things are going against them, well, they probably think that is a great point. I think a lot of the sort of Merseyside journalists who travelled were delighted with a point for their team. And the Everton fans certainly going absolutely crazy up on level 7 when that equaliser went in. It was a tough one. It was a bitter pill to swallow for Newcastle, but there can be no complaints because it was.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
That was a penalty. Leaves Newcastle in eighth place still. Very tight for the European battle. It's still so tight, and anything can happen really in those last eight games. But Newcastle, they're still in there. You know, it's not a case of a dead rubber season. There's an opportunity to get something from it still. And, you know, given the way Newcastle had lost a couple of games before the international break, be honest, if you've been offered 4 points from six on a plate, would you have taken that against West Ham and Everton? I know a lot of people will say they won't, and they wanted the 6 points in an ideal world. But we don't live in an ideal world. It's not how the Premier League works. You cannot sit there and say, that's 3 points. It never, ever works like that. There's always a team that are going to try and do something to you that's unpleasant, and that's what happened tonight. You know, but it leaves Newcastle now heading to Craven Cottage at the weekend. Another tough game. It was tough down there in the FA Cup, but Newcastle got the job done. You know, if you'd going back to this sort of notion of being offered something, if you'd been offered 7 points from nine from the three games, West Ham, Everton and Fulham, would you have taken that? I think maybe, you know, people would. I think an away win at Fulham is hard earned these days against Marco Silva's side. So for me, this was a disappointing night in terms of Newcastle didn't win the game. But I wasn't walking away absolutely devastated from it. And I actually thought for the first hour, Newcastle looked like the team that we'd seen in the first half of the season. And there were so many opportunities, really, for Newcastle in that first half. Harvey Barnes getting down the left-hand side. Elliot Anderson was in acres of space, and Newcastle were not getting those two on the ball enough, in my opinion. And that was probably down to the fact that those two players haven't played for weeks and weeks. This team is probably going to need some time to gel. We know there's going to be players missing now. We put that story out before the game that Miguel Almirón out for a month, Livermento out for a month, and Kieran Trippier not back till Crystal Palace away. So this team is going to get the chance to play together for a while now. Lewis Hall as well will finally get his eagerly anticipated chance to play. So really, I think we've got to err on the side of positivity. I think Newcastle can actually win the majority of the home games. And then it's about what they pick up on the road. And they're more than capable. So this for me isn't over. I think that the fact that the coefficients with the English teams, I think that's going to play into Newcastle's hand. Maybe 8th place might be enough. I know they'll want to finish higher than that, given what happened last season. But I just got the feeling tonight, I actually seen Eddie Howe after the press conference. He was walking away, looked more philosophical than devastated, I would say. You know, he knows that he's got to prepare his team now for Fulham. He knows it's been a tough season, but Newcastle's still in it. And I've actually been saying this for a long time now, and the regular listeners will know, but I've always said if Newcastle get a European place this season, then that is a big achievement, because given what's happened with the injuries, you have to, you know, take it all into consideration. It was a big adjustment period for Newcastle, getting into the Champions League and having to deal with extra games, less preparation between games, the strain of injuries. Yeah, there's probably been some mistakes made. Some players probably coming back a little bit too quickly. Bit of pressure there. I don't know. There's been different things happening at the training ground, but nothing through the want of trying. You know, it's all for the will to win. And I think Newcastle now, going those last 8 games, in a good place. They weren't in a good place earlier in the season. Look at that game against Everton away, where they were absolutely horrendous. They were making mistakes. This was different against Everton. I know, looking back, it probably will be classed as a bit of an error from Paul Dummett. But again, Paul Dummett hasn't played a lot of football. He has had to wait for his chance. You know, 3 or 4 games in, 3 or 4 game running the team, you don't make that type of mistake. You know, you're more switched on. I think you've got to take it with, that little bit of philosophical outlook. You have to. And I think Newcastle fans, yeah, they were disappointed with the final score. But the performance, not too bad. I have to be honest, not too bad. And a lot to take into Craven Cottage at the weekend. Let's hope they can get the win down there. Train problems again for supporters. They keep getting hit with, if it's not late kickoffs, they keep getting hit with train strikes, don't they? So it's going to be another big, big effort for fans to get down there to London this weekend. Hope everyone has a safe journey down to the capital and they see their side get the win they need to stay in the race for Europe. But thanks for listening for now. I'll be back with another one of these soon. And let's hope the next time we're talking, it's after a Newcastle United win.